Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And now for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for Fort Recovery's varsity volleyball matchup with Delta St. John's tonight. Lady Indians won the coin toss, so they will be serving first. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland, and all of Dr. Banna's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Well, the first serve was a good one by Chloe Showalter, and the second one is a point for Delta St. John's as they were able to get the kill there. So we have a 1-1 tie at the moment. And Delta St. John's is serving. Going back to serve is Erica Munter, 5'7 junior. It's too long over the inline. Service error. And Fort Recovery will have the side out back. And Brenna Homan will come in to serve for the Lady Indians. Delta St. John's 0-2 in the conference. Fort Recovery's 2-0. Fort Recovery, one of three teams, 2-0 in the conference, including New Bremen. And the other team that's 2-0 is Coldwater. New Bremen, Coldwater, and Fort Recovery. Yes, St. Henry has one loss. They lost to Coldwater earlier in the year. Service was good by Brenna Homan, and there's a point for Fort Recovery. And this serve is no good. It's a little bit long. So side out for St. John's. 3-2, Fort Recovery leads by one. Good serve by St. John's. Here's a smash by Paige Judy, and Paige gets the kill. Again, we had four in double figures last Tuesday against Franklin Monroe with kills. Pretty amazing night for the hitters for Fort Recovery on Tuesday. Here's Kiara Wendell. Good serve. Delta St. John's free balls it over. Allie Kramer. Here's Chloe Showalter setting for Brooke Collig, and Collig got it in. They said it was in, so it's a kill for Brooke Collig. Service point for Kiara Wendell. Kiara will serve again. 5-2, Lady Indians on top here. Good serve. It's an ace serve off the hands of Abby Bittner for Delta St. John's. So give Kiara an ace serve there. Kiara is one of the juniors on this squad. She'll be back for another big year, Fort Recovery Volleyball. She is a talented player. She's our libero. And there's another ace serve. Back line not able to handle that for Delta St. John's. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio stations, WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM. And Neil Spencer is the producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And there's a block for Brooke Collig. Point Fort Recovery, another service point for Kiara Wendell. And it's now 8-2. Fort Recovery out to a quick start here in this first set. Good serve by Kiara. Here's the free ball back over by Abby Bittner, and side out. No, it was out of bounds. Abby Bittner's cross-court hit was out of bounds, so point Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell will serve again. A good serve. They're going to call, they're going to say the ball hit the floor. Now the officials are going to have a consultation. I don't think it did myself. That's what the official at the net said. Going to replay. So no point there. Going to replay. It did not hit the floor. I didn't think it did. 9-2, Fort Recovery leads here in the first set. Here's a good serve by Kiera Wendell, dug out by Adelpha St. John's. Here's a set for the outside hitter. Bittner smashes it across. Fort Recovery plays it. Paige Judy back over to Adelpha St. John's. Here's the smash and a block. Adelpha St. John's keeps it alive, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Whitley Ram on a little dink. Back over to Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan passing to Chloe Showalter. The smash by Brooke Collig and got the kill. Brooke Collig with the kill, her second tonight. Another service point for Kiera Wendell. And the coach of the Adelpha St. John's Lady Blue Jays, Ashley Reynolds, says, I've seen enough. Let's call timeout. It's 10-2. Fort Recovery with the 8-point lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kelp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shop at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Kiera Wendell serving again after the timeout. Good serve. Here's the hit by Adelpha St. John's. Paige Judy to Chloe Showalter. Showalter hits it over, and there is a double hit called on Adelpha St. John's. I would agree with that call. And I don't agree with too many double hit calls, but I would agree with that one. Kiera Wendell picks up another service point. She has a whole bunch in a row here. And there's an ace serve for Kiera. Her third ace serve in this series. And it's 12-2 now. Kiera Wendell serving again. Good serve dug out by Adelpha St. John's. The set for the outside hitter, Bittner. Bittner smashes. Played off of Chloe Showalter. Kiera Wendell will set for Brooke Collig, and Collig gets it too long over the end line, and that will break the string for Kiera Wendell. So going back to serve now for St. John's is Hannah Elwer. Good serve by Elwer, dug out by Brenna Homan. Chloe Showalter to Whitley Rammel. Rammel gets the kill. Her first kill of the evening, and that makes it now 13-3. Marissa Garkey comes back in for Fort Recovery. Some confusion there on the substitution. I guess the official wanted to make sure that everything got taken care of. Chloe Showalter going out and Marissa Garkey coming in. So here's Hope Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Hope and Chloe are the top two assist people for the Lady Indians. Here's a, well, four hits on Adelpha St. John, so be a point for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell picks up the point. 14-3 now. Lady Indians just dominating Adelpha St. John's here. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash played by Adelpha St. John's. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. The set. Hope Wendell sets again. Whitley Rammel can't get it over. Hope Wendell would have been better off there just to hit it over. But she didn't know that at the time, so point Adelpha St. John's. Going back to serve for Lady Blue Jays is Abby Boniface. 14-4, Fort Recovery leads Adelpha St. John's here in the first set. Hope Wendell will set for Brooke Collig, and she got the kill. Brooke's having a nice night. She has three kills on the night. Brooke Collig goes back to serve. This is her first serve of the evening. It's good. And Adelpha St. John's in trouble. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig sets, or passes to Hope Wendell, who sets for Marissa Garkey, and Marissa hits it out of bounds. Right idea there, except a little bit too much, and Marissa Garkey on the cross-court hit goes out of bounds. Now what's going on here? I guess we're okay. Going back to serve is Abby Bittner for Delphus St. John's. Fort Recovery leads 15-5. And now we're going to have a question on rotation. Officials are talking to each other. Now they're talking to Ashley Reynolds, the coach of Delphus St. John's. Now we're checking the scorecard. We'll be here on Saturday for the match on Saturday. That'll be only at 100.9 on your FM dial, as we'll have IU football on the other stations. 100.9 for Fort Recovery Volleyball on Saturday. And there is a smash and a kill for Paige Fortkamp. That was her wickedest shot in a while. And her first kill tonight. But did she blast that one? Coming in to serve for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. 16-5 now. Lady Indians lead by 11. Good serve by Aubrey. Here's the set for Delphus St. John's. The smash, a block. Delphus keeps it alive, free balling it back, and they're going to call what? Four hits? I didn't see four hits. Oh, well. We'll take it. Point Fort Recovery. Give Aubrey Kanapke a service point. Delphus St. John's plays it. They have to free ball it back. Here's Brooke Collig passing to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over on the second hit. Here's the smash by Delphus St. John's. A block. Delphus St. John's back over and an illegal hit. So a point, Fort Recovery. Another point for Aubrey. Aubrey Kanapke will serve again. It's now 18-5. Good serve on a let serve. Here's the set for St. John's, the smash and the kill for Hannah Elworth. One of the few. In fact, that's their, well, they had one to start out with, so that's their second kill of the evening for Delphus St. John's. 18-6 now, side out St. John's, and serving now is Brianna Altenberger. Altenberger's serve is a good one. Dug out by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. And Delphus St. John's back over, but they're going to say she carried the ball. Illegal hit on Erica Munter. So Fort Recovery gets side out, and here comes Chloe Showalter in to serve. Paige Judy also comes back in. Hope Wendell goes out. Chloe Showalter, Indians leading 19-6 here, smoking Delphus St. John's at the moment. Here's a smash by Bittner, and she got it. Abby Bittner gets a kill on her cross-court hit. And it's 19-7 now. Fort Recovery leads by 12. Coming in for the Lady Blue Jays is Allie Kramer. Going back to serve here is Erica Munter. Munter's serve is a good one. Dug out by Brooke Collig to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Paige Judy and got the kill. Not a thundering hit or anything, but she just got it where nobody was. 20-7 now, and here's Brenna Homan going back to serve. Fort Recovery leads here in the first set, big time. Good serve by Brenna Homan. Bittner passing to the net. Here's a smash and a kill for Hannah Elwer. I believe Erica Munter had the assist there. So serving now for St. John's on the side out is Hallie Elwer, and her serve is in for an ace serve. Fort Recovery thought that was going to be out. They let it go, and it was just in. Again, Hallie Elwer, E-L-W-E-R, 5'8 sophomore. Another serve is good. Dug out by Kiara Wendell to Chloe Showalter. And Fort Recovery misplays it. Can't get it over in three hits. So point St. John's. That's a service point for Hallie Elwer. Her second one in a row here. Brenna Homan will pass to Chloe Showalter. Sets for Olivia Patch. And Olivia got the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. She had 10 kills the other night in the Franklin Monroe win. Speaking of Olivia Patch, 21-10 now. Here's Kiera Wendell going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians leading by 11. Good serve. There's the smash too long by Hannah Elwer, and it's a point Fort Recovery. Service point for Kiera Wendell. She's had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 service points here in this first set, including 3 aces. There's a good serve again, and Delphi St. John's can't return it. Another service point for Kiera Wendell. Out of our 23 points, she has served 10 of them. There's a smash by St. John's, and they got the kill right down the line by Abby Bittner. Nice kill by Abby, and that makes it 23-11 now. Welcome to any of you who might be listening at Delphus tonight, supporting the Lady Blue Jays. Glad to have you on our broadcast this evening. Good serve by St. John's. Here's a little dink over by Brooke College. St. John's free balls it back. Brenna Homan passing to Chloe Showalter, who will set for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel smashes it down for a kill. Whitley Rammel's second kill, and that makes it now 24-11. Here's Marissa Garkey coming in. Paige Judy will go out. Hope Wendell will go back to serve. She came in. Here's the serve by Hope. It's a good serve. And the dig by St. John's hit the antenna, and that ends the set, 25-11. Fort Recovery wins easily here in the first set in the varsity competition, 25-11. By the way, Fort Recovery won the JV competition tonight, 25-10, 25-13. They improved their record to 10-2 on the year. The varsity coming in tonight has a record of 10-1, going for 11-1 if they can win this evening. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our 3 Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we go to set number 2. Fort Recovery won set number 1, 25-11. Again, Delphi St. John's 0-2 in the MAC, and Fort Recovery's 2-0. There are 3 teams undefeated in the MAC right now. Fort Recovery, Coldwater, and also New Bremen. The one loss for Fort Recovery this year was to St. Henry, but that was in a non-conference matchup in the St. Henry Invitational. So Fort Recovery and St. Henry will battle each other again in regular season play and MAC play coming up. We'll have that match for you here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, we'll be on the radio on Saturday along with FortRecoveryRadio.com. I believe it's Arcanum coming into town here at Fort Recovery Saturday. Going back to serve for St. John's is Erica Munter. Erica is a 5'7 junior. Only a couple of seniors on this squad. Most of the players are juniors. There's a smash by Chloe Showalter. It's cross-court hit and out of bounds. Point for St. John's, and they take the early lead at 1-0. Once again, an excellent student section supporting the Lady Indians tonight. Football, basketball players, and some of the gals over there, too. And here's a service ace for Delphi St. John's. So Munter's getting her team off to a good start here. 2-0. Munter serving again. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Hope Wendell will set. Here's a deep hit by Brooke Colley. Just free balls it over, basically. Now free balling it back to Fort Recovery is St. John's. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel. And Whitley smashes it down on the floor for the kill. Her third of the night and side out Fort Recovery. That makes it 2-1. Nice offense there for Fort Recovery. Brooke Colley will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Serve is a good one, dug out by Erica Munter. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Oh, nice save there by Brooke Colley. Cross-court hit by Paige Fortkamp, and she got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill there, her second of the evening. She only had one kill in that first set, which is unusual for her. There's a deep hit and a kill for St. John's. I believe that was Bree Altenberger who got the kill there. Going back to serve now is Hallie Elwer. Good serve. Dug out by Kiera Wendell on the back line. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige hits a blast. It goes off of Hallie Elwer and out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. 3-3, we're all tied out, side out Fort Recovery, and going back to serve now for the Lady Indians is going to be Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve by Aubrey. And an ace. Yes, not only a good serve, but an ace serve by Aubrey. Aubrey's third point of the evening. She's only a sophomore on this team. Coach has been trying to work her in a little bit more and more each match. Good serve there. Here's the set and the smash and the kill for Hannah Elwer. Side out St. John's. That's her third kill of the evening. And Elwer will go back to serve. Hannah Elwer. Here's the good serve dug out by Brooke Colley. Olivia Patch on a smash, and she got the kill. Olivia Patch with a kill, and that makes it side out Fort Recovery. It's 5-4. Lady Indians leading here by one. Hope Wendell goes out, and Paige Judy comes back in. So up front, we've got Olivia Patch, the middle hitter. Paige Judy and Paige Fortkamp are the outside hitters. On the back line, Kiera Wendell. Chloe Showalter serving, and Brooke Colley also in there. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery. I'm sorry I missed who that was, and Chloe Showalter serving again. Good serve by Chloe, dug out by St. John's. Here's the set and the smash, played by Chloe Showalter. Kiera Wendell passes up to Paige Judy, and she can't get it over. Four hits on Fort Recovery. Point St. John's, side out St. John's. It's 6-5. Lady Indians lead by one. Coming in to serve is Abby Boniface now, a 5'8 senior for St. John's. Boniface serve is a good one, dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Chloe Showalter. Fortkamp comes up to the net, dings it over. Here's St. John's on the hit back to Kiera Wendell. Olivia Patch back to St. John's. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Judy will pass to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige completes the kill. Point Fort Recovery. Makes it 7-5 now, and here is Paige Fortkamp serving. It's a good serve, dug out by St. John's, by Abby Boniface. They just have to free ball it back, and they just miraculously got it back over. And there's a kill by Paige Judy. Bingo. She hit it off of Hannah Elwer on the back line. Paige Judy with her third kill of the evening. Give a service point, Paige Fortkamp. And it's now 8-5. Lady Indians leading by 3. They won the first set easily, 25-11. Here's the next serve. Good serve, and St. John's is in trouble, but they free ball it back. Kiera Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Olivia Patch dings it over for the kill. And Paige Fortkamp will serve again. 9-5. Good serve. Nice line drive. Battle at the net. St. John's returns it to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will set. There is Marissa Garkey. Back over to St. John's. Back to Fort Recovery. Showalter setting for Marissa Garkey. And a strong hit out of bounds. Side out. Delphus St. John's. Fortkamp will leave, and Brenna Homan will come in for the Lady Indians. 9-6 now. And here is Abby Bittner serving for Delphus St. John's. They trail by 3. Good serve dug out by Kiera Wendell to the net. Chloe Showalter sets for Olivia Patch, and Olivia gets the kill. Olivia's been on a little bit of a run here. That's her fourth kill. Mostly here in the second set. And Kiera Wendell will go back to serve as Fort Recovery's taken a 10-6 lead. Side out Lady Indians. Okay, the official thought somebody was using a flash camera, so they were not. Kiera Wendell on a serve. Good serve. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter to Paige Judy, a smash and a kill. Showalter gets the assist. Paige Judy the kill. And it's now 11-6. Kiera Wendell serving again. She has 11 service points so far tonight, mostly in the first set. Good serve again. Here's the set for the St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Hit by Hallie Elwer, and she gets the kill. Hallie Elwer with her first kill tonight. Point St. John's, side out St. John's, and going back to serve now is Brianna Altenberger. Good serve by Altenberger. Kiera Wendell passing to the net. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and another assist for Chloe Showalter. Whitley Rammel with the kill. That's her fourth of the evening. It's 12-7, Fort Recovery by 5. And Hope Wendell will come in to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the set. And the hit back to Fort Recovery and the kill. Hannah Elwer got the kill. It's one of the few times that St. John's has had their offense in motion there. And it paid off for them. Now serving back for St. John's is Erica Munter. Good serve by Munter, but it's too long. Not quite a good serve. Looked good. Side out Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp comes in, and Brenna Homan will go out. Brooke Colley will serve now for Fort Recovery. 13-8. Fort Recovery leads by 5. Here's the serve by Colley. Gets a good one. Dug out by St. John's. Back over to Fort Recovery on the first hit. Here's Paige Fortkamp. A smash and a kill. Paige Fortkamp with her fifth kill of the evening. And that makes it 14-8. Fort Recovery so far tonight pretty dominating over St. John's. winning the first set 25-11 and leading here in the second. Good hit by St. John's. Port Recovery kept it alive. Back over by Whitley Rammel. Here's a smash by St. John's. Port Recovery keeps it alive. Paige Fortkamp on a smash. And freeballing it back to Port Recovery is St. John's. Hope Wendell. There's Chloe Showalter back on the second hit. Here's the set for St. John's. The hit back over. Played by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a cross-court hit. Into the net for St. John's. That should have been four hits. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel off the block of Hannah Elwer, and Whitley Rammel gets the kill. 15-8 now, Fort Recovery leads with Brooke Colley continuing to serve here. Good serve. Here's the set by Erica Munter. The hit back to Fort Recovery, a block. Back over to Fort Recovery, and it's hit out of bounds. No, it's off of Fort Recovery. The hit was off of Fort Recovery out of bounds on the tip, so that's a point for St. John's. That'll make it now 15-9. Lady Blue Jays draw to within six. Here is Hallie Elwer serving. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill off the attempted block by Hannah Elwer. That is number six now for Whitley Rammel. Aubrey Kanapke will go back to serve. It's a good serve dug out by Delphi St. John's. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Olivia Patch, and Olivia got the kill. Hope Wendell on the assist. Number five on the kill department for Olivia Patch, and here is Aubrey Kanapke serving once again. Her third time this evening. Good serve. St. John just has to free ball it back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell well set for Paige Fortkamp. A little controlled soft hit over and got the kill for Paige Fortkamp. Timeout. St. John's, Fort Recovery leading 18-9 here in the second set after winning the first set 25-11. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kupp of Kupp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kupp Pharmacy can now compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kupp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kupp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Once again, Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight 25-10 and 25-13 to move to 10-2 on the year in JV play. I think we've got the big match with Coldwater next week. That's over at Coldwater. Just let me check my calendar here. I shouldn't make those kinds of statements before I double check. Fort Recovery serving. Aubrey Kanapke serving. Good serve. Just back to Fort Recovery. There's Olivia Patch. Got a block there by St. John's by Abby Bittner. And give Bittner credit for the point there. Side out St. John's. It's 18-10. It was a good serve. Kiara Wendell passing to the net. Paige Fortkamp hits it over. St. John's in trouble. They get it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set. Paige Fortkamp, smash. St. John's keeps it alive, but they're in trouble. Back over to Fort Recovery, and waiting on it at the top of the net was Olivia Patch, and she slams it down their throat for a kill. 19-10 now. Recovery with a 9-point lead here. Here's Chloe Showalter serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. There's the smash by St. John's, and did they get the kill? Yes. Abby Bittner with her third kill of the evening. And it's 19-11, side out St. John's, going back to serve as Abby Boniface for the Lady Blue Jays. Here comes the serve. To the net it goes. Chloe Showalter sets for Paige Judy. And St. John's cannot return it. I'm going to go ahead and give Paige a kill on that. Paige Fortkamp will serve now. It's 20-11. Good serve by Paige. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery, and we got in the net. I'm going to say Paige Judy was in the net for Fort Recovery, so point St. John's. Side out Lady Blue Jays now, and Abby Bittner will go back, and Fort Recovery leads 20-12. Abby Bittner for the Lady Blue Jays now serving. 5'9 junior. Most of the key players here for St. John's will be back next year. Good serve at the net as Chloe Showalter, a smash by Paige Judy. She got the kill. Paige has 6 kills on the night now. Here we go with Kiara Wendell's serve. It's a let serve and a good one. St. John's keeps it alive. Oh, they hit it out of bounds. No. Yes. Official pointed the wrong way. They did hit it out of bounds. Point for Kiara Wendell. Number 12 on the night for Kiara. Another good serve by Kiara and a miss hit. Ace serve for Kiara. 23-12, and timeout is going to be called by the Lady Blue Jays. Lady Blue Jays are trailing here. 23-12. We'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
The Fort Recovery just a couple of points away from nailing this one down. Here's another serve by Kiara Wendell. It's an ace. Another ace serve. 2 in a row for Kiara Wendell. Well, the volleyball team has that big conference matchup with Coldwater next week at Coldwater. We'll have that on the radio for you and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Another good serve by Kiara Wendell. Back over to Fort Recovery. It's hit out of bounds, and that's it. 25-12. Fort Recovery wins. Although St. John's had a better start here in this second set, they couldn't finish out as Fort Recovery wins 25-12. Kiara Wendell picks up another service point. That gives her a total of 11, 13, 15 on the night so far, including 4 service aces for Kiara Wendell. She's having quite a serving night. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, OSA can cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery has a busy week next week. On Monday, they'll be at Salina or against Salina, and then Tuesday at New Knoxville. We will not be bringing you either of those matches on the radio. You can hear those on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then we'll have the big Coldwater match on Thursday on both the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, only on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Monday and Tuesday. Here's Chloe Showalter to lead off here in the third set, and it's an ace serve. What a way to start. Chloe Showalter getting an ace serve to start things off, her third service point of the night. It's 1-0, Lady Indians on top. Here's Chloe Showalter serving again. Good serve. Played by Abby Bittner. Now just free-balling it over is Hannah Elwer. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a smash. Played by Delpha St. John's. Bumping it over is St. John's to Chloe Showalter, who will set for Whitley Rammel. A block. Rammel hits it back over. And the Blue Jays get it back on a free ball. Get it back over on a free ball. Here is Paige Fortkamp. A set from Chloe Showalter. Give her the assist. Paige Fortkamp gets the kill. So Chloe Showalter will serve again. Two service points in a row for Chloe. This is another good serve and another ace serve. Diving for it was St. John's Bree Altenberger, but she couldn't get there. Another ace serve for Paige, or for Chloe Showalter. Chloe will serve again. Good serve. Here's the set and the hit, and Fort Recovery can't play it. I think that was Hallie Elwer who got the kill there. Erica Munter will go back to serve for St. John's. It is 3-1. Lady Indians lead here in the third set. They've already won the first two. Very short night, it looks like, maybe. There's a smash by Paige Fortkamp, and she hits it into the net. A little bit low. Point for St. John's. Erica Munter will serve again. It's a good serve. They got by Kiara Wendell. Here's Chloe Showalter setting for Whitley Rammel. And Whitley smashes right down the line and got the kill. Number 7 for Whitley Rammel. And 7 for Whitley. Paige Fortkamp has 7. Paige Judy has 6. And Olivia Patch has 6. So another night of equal hitting for the Lady Indians. There's a miss hit on that serve by Paige Fortkamp. I think I don't think we're going to get the double digit kills tonight for all four because of, it's going to be a three set match. It looks like here's Olivia Patch hitting it back to St. John's. Their set and the smash played by Brooke Collig to Chloe Showalter. Collig hits it back over. keeping it alive is St. John's. Here's the hit and the kill. So St. John's will go back to serve. It's going to be Allie Elwer. Elwer's serve is good. They got by Kiera Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel slams it down for the kill. 5-4. Eight kills now for Whitley Rammel. She's getting close to those double figures. Here is Kiera Wendell serving again for Fort Recovery. Good serve. She's had a terrific night and another ace. That gives her six ace serves on the night. And for high school volleyball, that's pretty good. Six ace serves on the night for Kiera Wendell. Here's another one. Dug out by St. John's this time. The hit back off of Fort Recovery's block. Saved by Kiera Wendell. Here's the hit by St. John's off of Brenna Homan. Now the hit back over by Brooke Collig and free balling it back to Fort Recovery. And it hit in. Point for St. John's. That's a great save there by the Lady Blue Jays. Here's Hannah Elwer serving now for the St. John's Lady Blue Jays, who trail here 6-5 in the third set. Almost a let serve, but not quite enough. Hannah Elwer couldn't get it over the net. That's a point for recovery. Side out Lady Indians, and let's see who's going to serve now. Hope Wendell. Miss Hope will serve now for Fort Recovery. Where's number 30 on her uniform? Good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Brenna Homan. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey, who dinks it over and got the kill. That's just a little placement kill right there. Found the open spot on the sideline and hit it exactly. Hope Wendell picks up the service point. She'll have another serve. And this is, that was close. They said out of bounds. I'd like to see a tennis replay of that one. Here is Abby Boniface serving now for St. John's. As they have side out, they trail 8-6. And it is out of bounds. Boy, Fort Recovery, that was risky. That was really close to the line, but Lady Indians decided to let it go, and they made the right decision. Here's Brooke Collig serving now for Fort Recovery. Dug out by St. John's, back to Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the hit. Hits the ceiling off of St. John's. They play it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell sets. Here's an outside hit. Blocked by St. John's. Here's the dink over by Paige Fortkamp and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with her eighth kill. Grace Guggenbiller's in there right now. Grace been playing mainly JV. She's in there now at the varsity level. Here's Brooke Collig on the serve. An ace serve for Brooke Collig. That is her first ace of the night. That makes it now 11-6. Lady Indians leading here by 5. Leading 2-0 in the match. This would put it away to win this set. Good serve by Brooke. Here's the set by St. John's. A smash. Getting through the Fort Recovery block. Here's Paige Fortkamp. A blast right off the block. Set by Abby Bittner and Erica Munter out of bounds. And Paige Fortkamp gets the kill. It is number 9 for her tonight. Here's Brooke Collig on another serve. And it's another ace serve. 13-6. Brooke Collig serves again. Dug out by St. John's. Here's the set at the net. The smash. Played by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Paige Fortkamp. Soft hit over. Here's the set for St. John's. Back to Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a smash. Played by St. John's. Here's the outside hit by St. John's. And we got somebody in the net for Fort Recovery. Trying to block that Bree Altenberger hit there. So side out St. John's. And that makes the score 13-7. Here comes the next serve. It's a good one by St. John's. Back over to Delphus. Here's the hit back and out of bounds. Allie Elward tried to hit it back over to Fort Recovery and hit it off over the sideline. Side out Fort Recovery. That makes it now 14-7. And serving for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the smash by St. John's and a kill. Outside hitter there. Allie Elwer picks up her third kill of the evening. And makes it now 14-8. Grace Guggenbiller will go out. Served by St. John's. It's a good one. Hope Wendell will set for Olivia Patch. Patch on the smash, played by St. John's. Outside hit off of Kiara Wendell and out of bounds. Give the kill to Hannah Elwer. That is her fifth of the evening. She is so far their leading hitter. Service point there for Bree Altenberger. She will serve again. Good serve. To the net it goes. Back to Fort Recovery and then out of bounds off Fort Recovery. Point. St. John's. Bree Altenberger gets another service point. She'll serve again. It's 14-10. St. John's pulls back to within four here in this third set. Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. A smash by Paige Fortkamp. Played by St. John's. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. At the net, a battle. There's a set, and Marissa Garkey just free balls it over. A smash by St. John's. Kiara Wendell plays it on the dig to Hope Wendell. And Hope hits it over on the second hit, trying to catch them asleep. And she does that and got the kill. That's Hope's first kill of the evening. Side out Fort Recovery. And here comes Chloe Showalter in to serve. Fort Recovery leads 15-10. Good serve by Chloe, dug out by St. John's. Here's a smash. Played by Fort Recovery, and Olivia Patch gets another kill. That is her seventh of the evening. Once again, Paige Judy, Paige Fortkamp, Olivia Patch, Whitley Rammel, all having a great kill total tonight. There's an ace serve by Chloe Showalter. She has three ace serves on the night. Chloe Showalter goes back to serve again. Another good serve dug out by St. John's in trouble. Back over to Fort Recovery on a free ball. There's Whitley Rammel dinking it over and getting the kill. That gives her nine kills tonight. 18-10, Lady Indians lead by eight here in this third set. I think should be about time out here for Delphus St. John's. And there's a service error for Chloe Showalter hitting it into the net. So side out St. John's. Allie Kramer comes back in for St. John's. Leaving is Abby Boniface. Serving now for the Lady Blue Jays is Erica Munter. Munter's serve is good. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Chloe Showalter passing to the net. And here is a kill by Olivia Patch right at the net. That is number eight for Olivia. And Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve. Good serve on a let serve. St. John's in trouble. They just free ball it back. Kiara Wendell will pass to the net. Showalter sets for Olivia Patch. A smash and a kill. Another kill for Olivia Patch. That gives her nine on the evening. Service point there for Paige Fortkamp. 20-11. Here's the dig by St. John's. The smash. Good hit there, but, and they say it's in. Hannah Elwer gets her sixth kill of the evening for St. John's. Side out Lady Blue Jays. I thought that might be a little bit too far, but it hit just inside the boundary. So here is Hallie Elwer serving. It's a good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell. Now here's Brooke Collig. Soft hit over, a smash by St. John's and a kill by the Lady Blue Jays by Abby Bittner. That's her fourth kill of the evening. 20-13 now. See Superintendent Larry Brown here tonight for Fort Recovery, rooting the Indians on. There's a good serve by Hallie Elwer. Dinking the ball in a block for St. John's. They get the point. Give the block to Hannah Elwer. 20-14, and the service point goes to Hallie Elwer. Hallie serves again, dug out by Brenna Homan. And they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Service point for Hallie Elwer again. Elwer serves again. Dug out by Brenna Homan to Chloe Showalter. The set for Brooke Collig. She hits it over. A battle at the net. And they're going to call a double hit on St. John's there. Side out Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller comes back in for the Lady Indians. 21-15. Good serve by Kiara Wendell. Fort Recovery leads here. And there's Whitley Rammel with another kill, and that is number 10 on the night. So she's the first one in double figures for us. Paige Forkamp is close with 9. Olivia Patch is close with 9. Kiara Wendell serves again. There's the set for St. John's cross-court hit, and they said it was in. Give Hannah Elwer the kill. Now. And that serve by Hannah Elwer is out of bounds. Service air. Again, Fort Recovery has Salina on Monday, New Knoxville on Tuesday, and Coldwater on Thursday next week. And we'll be covering the Coldwater match for you. Fort Recovery Radio will have the Monday and Tuesday matches for you. Here's a kill by St. John's Erica Munter. Makes it 23-17 now. Lady Indians are 2 points away from putting this match away. And back to serve is Abby Boniface. It's a good serve and an ace serve off of Marissa Garkey. That's her first ace serve of the evening. That makes it 23-18. Now, the Blue Jays need a big run here to stay in this match. Unless they can run off 5 or 6 points here, they're in trouble. That's a good serve. Brenna Homan will dig it out. Marissa Garkey sets to Brooke Collig, and they're going to say St. John's in the net. 24-18 now, side out Fort Recovery. And that probably about did them in right there as far as St. John's is concerned. Brooke Collig will go back to serve. This is your match point right here. We lead 24-18 in this third set. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash, a block. St. John's keeps it alive, but no, it's hit out of bounds. And that's it. 25-18. Fort Recovery wins the third set. They win the match. 3-0, 25-11, 25-12, and 25-18. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Ta-da! It's Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the morning and evenings. The crops are tall and it is harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you. Give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Let's wrap it up here. Fort Recovery wins both matches tonight. They win the JV match 25-10, 25-13 to go to 10-2 on the year. They win the varsity match 25-11, 25-12, and 25-18 to move to 11-1 on the year at the varsity level. 3-0 in the MAC. Again, they came in tonight, one of three undefeated MAC teams, the other two, Coldwater and New Bremen. For Adelphus St. John's tonight, they are 0-3 now in the MAC. Abby Bittner had four kills and one block. Hallie Elwer with three kills, four service points, including an ace. Erica Munter had a kill and three service points, including an ace. Hannah Elwer was their leading hitter. She had seven kills on the night and one block. Abby Boniface with an ace serve. And Bree Altenberger with a kill and two service points. For Fort Recovery, well, once again, a lot of great hitting. Paige Judy had six kills tonight. Brenna Homan had one service point. Marissa Garkey with one kill. Paige Fortkamp, nine kills and three service points. Aubrey Kanapke had three service points, including an ace. Kiara Wendell had 17 service points. She had what a terrific service night for Kiara with six aces. 17 service points, seven and six of those were aces for Kiara Wendell. Chloe Showalter ended up with a total of seven service points and three aces of those seven. Brooke Collig had three kills, four service points, including two aces and a block. Olivia Patch with nine kills. Hope Wendell with one kill and two service points. And Whitley Rammel had 10 kills on the night. So our leading hitters, Whitley Rammel, 10 kills. Olivia Patch with 9 kills. Paige Fortkamp, 9 kills. And Paige Judy with 6 kills. Again, Fort Recovery moves to 11-1 on the year. Up next, Arcanum on Saturday. We'll have the match for you here on the radio on Saturday. I believe it's at 11 o'clock start time here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to our producers tonight, Eric Catterly at our studio at the radio station, and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the Sports Minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.